Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Tommy Berry's now joining us. He's riding one of the key chances that's drawn, well, wide, but maybe the good place. Morning to you, Tommy.
Hi, Andrew.
Very well indeed. We know what sort of track Kembla's got today with the rain they had last night. And, well, Chris Waller could have easily scratched and waited for tomorrow, but you're going there with Romany Girl today.
Yeah. Look, she's a very honest filly that's done a good job, I think, so far this in her career. And, you know, so far this preparation, I think she's been a little bit impressive as well. She seems to handle wet tracks. She's won at Kembla on a heavy nine. And, you know, she comes here in good form off the back of a smart trial at Warwick Farm.
I know that was a three-year-old maiden win at Kembla, but it must give you a bit of confidence knowing the horse has been to this track and won on a heavy nine.
Yeah, it does. You know, Kembla's an unusual track sometimes, and very good horses get beat there sometimes as well. So, you know, knowing that she's been there and she's raced and won there quite well, and she's gone on since then, I'm really looking forward to riding her. And as I said, she's had two starts. She got back a bit at Canterbury and ran second on that heavy track. It was quite heavy that day and was third at Kensington last time on the soft track. And like I said, she's trialled since then and trialled quite well at Warwick Farm. So I'm pretty keen on the chances today.
And the wide barrier, now that they'll probably be getting wide, it won't impact as normal.
No, look, usually they come down the outside fence at Kembla when it's heavy, and she'll probably get back in the field still a little bit and swing wide, and she'll have the favourite Kamutakaru with her as well. So whether I follow it or it follows me, we'll be in good company back there anyway.
Understand. So that's Romany Girl in the Kembla Grange Fillies Classic today at 5-5. Tomorrow you're on Moss Troop. It's got into the race and it's going to get the right track conditions.
Yeah, definitely. You know, she goes really well on good ground as well as soft, but I guess with soft ground it takes a few of the other horses out of play, and she's got an electrifying turn of foot. She ran really well first up against pretty much what she's meeting here on Saturday. And I think that's the right form race going into the Coolmore. And she's had a trial in between at Warwick Farm where I rode her, and she gave me a lovely feel. So I spoke to Peter yesterday, and he's very happy with the way she's come through that and the way she's progressing onto Saturday's Coolmore. And she's obviously got a very light weight on her back, which she hasn't had before. So she's got a lot of ticks in her box.
Yeah, for sure, dropping down in weight. And it's interesting, that trial that you spoke about there, you finished just behind Romany Girl, who we've spoken about that you're riding today.
Yeah, exactly. She was asked to do a little bit more. And we'll get a good guide out of that today as well. But I'm very happy. I've got a couple of smart fillies and mares going into the weekend, and hopefully they can definitely go on with it.
And any feel on how the colt? I'm not too sure whether you've been on Born a Warrior since the Silver Slipper.
No, I haven't. I was meant to ride him yesterday morning in a bit of work, but I had to leave for the trials at Randwick. But they're very happy with the way he's progressed on coming into tomorrow. The only worry I'd say with myself is he was on a bit of a soft track last start at Rose Hill, and even though he ran on well, he definitely wasn't a fan of it. I would have liked to see him on a good track leading into the Slipper to give him his best chance to make the field on Saturday. But a soft track's definitely going to hinder his chances somewhat. But he's a smart colt on the rise, and he'll still have his chance.
And, mate, we learnt yesterday you're riding Pinsec for Godolphin tomorrow week in the Slipper. You would have been impressed by the win at Canberra?
Yeah, I've been impressed with the filly the whole way through. I remember when she won at Kensington, and I think she ran the quickest last 600 out of any horse on the day, and that was quite impressive after sitting wide on that occasion. And then the other day she just put him to the sword very quickly and was pulling away quite nice late. And, you know, she's a filly that can put herself on the speed, which a lot of the main chances going to the Slipper thus far look like they're back markers. So, you know, providing she draws a good gate and comes through that run well, which I think she has, she's definitely going to be in it with a live chance.
Yeah, she will be for sure. Good on you, Tommy. Hope there's some joy today and indeed tomorrow as well. Thanks for your time.
Let's hope we don't get wet. Thanks, mate.